Pakistan stand together.
This is the man who until now has been heading Pakistan's main anti-corruption body. Fasi Bukhari was appointed as chairman of the National Accountability Bureau by President Asif Ali Zardari in 2011. But his career came to an abrupt end on Tuesday when the country's highest court declared his appointment as illegal. The Supreme Court gave its verdict on a petition filed by leader of the opposition who challenged Bukhari's appointment.
Under the new constitutional arrangements in Pakistan, it is mandatory for the government to consult opposition leaders before appointing anyone as head of the state-run anti-corruption body.
And opposition parties said they were not consulted before Bukhari's appointment. Bukhari was Pakistan's former naval chief, which according to many legal experts, also makes him ineligible for such key position.
Admiral Fasi Bukhari, who was currently holding the charge of the chairman, he is a Navy man, he is a soldier. What soldier has to do with law investigation? I think totally he was an unfit person, somebody from judiciary, somebody from legal fraternity, somebody from police service, or other investigating agencies, or at least somebody who is a human rights activist or neutral, eminent citizen should head this organization.
Reacting to the court decision, the former ruling party has acknowledged that there are loopholes in the process of appointment of head of the country's anti-corruption watchdog.
With the consensus of all parties and opposition and government, a new, entire new setup of NAB, not only the chairman of NAB, must be there for these cases, and the money looted by those in last 8 or 10 years must come back to the treasury of this nation, poor nation.
Some political observers say the process of accountability is likely to be slowed down because of the removal of the chairman of National Accountability Bureau. The Bureau is currently investigating several high-profile cases, including charges against former Prime Minister Raja Parvez Ashraf for allegedly receiving kickbacks in power projects and accusations of graft against Prime Minister-elect Nawaz Sharif. Both leaders, however, deny any wrongdoings. Kamran Yusuf, Press TV, Islamabad.